Progress is born of doubt and inquiry. The church never doubts, never inquires. To doubt is hearsay, to inquire is to admit that you do not know. The church does neither. Robert Green Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found secular yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week.
Yep.
I know I did.
I guess it was all right. Kind of uneventful.
Uneventful?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, it was for me. You were gone the whole time.
I was working the whole time.
Now that I did 2 weeks work in 1 week.
Yeah, now I'm back on full duty. They took advantage of me.
And then some.
Yeah.
Because, damn.
Anyway, that's just more money.
Yeah, okay. Well, I already have it planned. It's gone.
I know.
It's called bills.
Yeah.
Anyways.
On with the show, I guess.
That's usually what
we do.
We
do have more twits.
Mm-hmm.
We have Reverse R, it's backwards R, who tweets at Fiercely Human.
Mm.
And Miscast Commentary.
Excellent.
So two new...
Just two for this
two
week.
New twits this week.
Two twits.
And we have an announcement to make about the show.
Yep.
We have decided to retire the show.
Yep. We will be continuing till the end of the month. What, the
31st? 31st is our last episode.
Yeah, so that's, what, three more today?
Well, this one and two more.
Yeah, so I was thinking three including this one.
Right.
So, how long have we been doing this?
It's a little under 3 years.
Is that a long time?
That's a while.
It's a lot longer than I planned on.
Well, you didn't plan on it.
I know. I just came on here just because I couldn't stand how sad it was when you were starting and trying.
Oh, well. I think we made a good go at it, and I think we had a lot of good influence.
Yes, and just right now, our, I don't know, what do you call it, life direction is
We're in
changing.
The midst of a change of life.
Yes, and time does not allot for the necessity of quality for the show, I would say.
Right.
That's needed to put towards the show.
Yeah, I can't commit as much time as I would like to the show.
Yeah. And it's weird, though, to say that it'll be coming to an end.
I know.
It's kind of...
It's like an end of an era.
It's just, I don't know, it's weird because, you know, we do this week after week after week. So, yeah, I know I'm hitting the stupid mic. Bite me. But, I don't know, it's just weird. Anyway, I don't think it's quite sunk in.
It will on the 31st when we do our last show, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so you got 2 weeks to get your voicemails in.
Mm.
If you want to tell us something before we go off the air.
Yeah, that'd be weird. Still weird.
Yeah. We may try and do something special for our last show. So if you got something to say for the last show, go ahead and voicemail us at 704-802-YAK. It's 9255.
Oh, okay. If you say so.
Yeah. So there you go. Anyway, right. On with news.
Well, that was kind of news.
That was news. It was newsy.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, this one's about no boobs.
No boobs?
No boobs allowed.
I was going to say, that's not me.
A Fargo, North Dakota woman was kicked out of a Chick-fil-A restaurant after she started breastfeeding her infant daughter.
What is with people and the breastfeeding?
I don't know. Macy
Hornung
went to the opening of the restaurant Friday, ordered and ate, and then she was asked by the manager to leave when she started to breastfeed without a cover. Quote, "The owner came to our table where I was showing no more than the upper portion of my breast, barely more than what was visible in my shirt, and asked me to cover."
That's what I was picturing. I figured it was probably no more than some shirts I see.
Right. "I tried to explain that I couldn't because my baby refuses to be covered, and she started harping about the children and men who can see my indecency and I need to cover."
Then they should close their eyes.
Yeah. "I said they could practice simple art of looking away and tried to cite North Dakota breastfeeding laws."
Yeah.
"She told me if I choose not to cover, she would have to ask me to leave. So I told her my review would reflect my experience and I would be relaying the experience on to every local mommy group."
Good for her. Yeah. That's crap. I mean, get over the breastfeeding thing. I just don't get the issue. I mean, because other people have issues with it?
That's the whole thing. It's other people. So I have a very good comment. I was going to do this as my rant, but I'm not going to have a rant this week. Since we're bringing a show to an end, I'm not going to do rants. That just seems
silly.
Silly.
Yeah.
Anyways, my idea on this is if you don't like it when you see a breastfeeding woman, you cover up.
Put the blanket on your head.
No one wants to see you eat.
Yeah, right.
This is basically what we're talking about. It's a child eating.
Uh-huh.
Quit sexualizing a child eating. If you can't tell the difference between a woman who's... Because a lot of people are like, well, she's just whipping it out so she can show off her breast, right?
Really?
Unlikely.
Really? Come on.
But if you can't tell the difference between a woman who is intentionally flaunting her breast and a woman who is breastfeeding, you need to turn in your adult card right now because you're a teenager.
Yeah, we're not at Mardi Gras trying to get beads. I mean, exactly. Come on. I don't understand that. I mean, like you said, it's feeding a child. It's the other people who are making it sexual. Exactly.
They're the ones with the problem.
Exactly. I mean, it has nothing to do with her. It has to do with the people who are taking it in this way and receiving it that way.
Yeah.
You don't have to take it there.
No.
I mean, it's a child eating. End of story.
Yeah. I mean, if you got issues with that, you got so many more issues that you need to work out than that.
I mean, personally, I would have a blanket, but like she said, if your baby is one of those that has issues with the blanket, then the blanket doesn't work. Get over it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the other option is a screaming baby who's hungry.
You're not going to not feed your child. I'm sorry. Exactly. I don't care if you whip them both out and let one sit there and wave to why people eat and feed the baby on the other one.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, who cares?
I don't know. It's no worse than these guys walking in tank tops or whatever.
Speedos.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that one.
The thong Speedos. There's a fun one. Or even for the women thong. I don't care. Either or. It's like, please cover up. You're offending me. I mean, because that's basically what they're saying.
Pretty much.
Because I'm sexualizing that.
Well, the North Dakota law is a little bit vague about this. And it says, right to breastfeed. If a woman acts in a discreet and modest manner, a woman may best breastfeed her child in any location, public or private, where the woman and child are otherwise authorized to be.
Whose opinion exactly. That doesn't make any damn sense.
Who makes an opinion where there's discreet and modest?
I was going to say, that is an opinion. So how do you enforce that?
Right.
Or does it, you can take it as the opposite and that leaves it wide open?
Yeah, it leaves it wide open because I was very discreet. I had my hand over,
that, the baby's head for most babies, my babies were teeny tiny and it didn't work so much, but most babies' heads cover up the majority of the breasts. So, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. No. I've seen shirts that, you know, it's like, lady, pull your shirt up a little bit because you might as well just not be wearing one because it's drooping down so far.
You know, some people just got too many hang-ups and they need to get over it.
They don't seem to have a problem when there's pasties. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, as long as there's pasties, they're fine. Whatever. I don't care.
It's all stupid.
Anyway.
Yes, dear.
Twitter bans Satan.
I didn't know Twitter does that.
Yes. Lucian Greaves, a leader of the Satanic Temple, was going to sue Twitter for religious discrimination until someone at Twitter realized who they'd had banned.
No.
Yeah, the story starts with a tweet by @LoriGotta1, who said, a church like this should not exist. Burn it. Blame Hillary. I don't care. It's got to go. If anyone likes this idea, they are fucked. I don't know.
I think that's like a bad word. Okay. The F word. So.
F-K-E-D.
Yeah, you can figure out what the word is.
Okay.
But
she's talking specifically about the Satanic Temple's home base in Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Numerous people commented on the post, with one person sharing a 1989 video of a survivor of satanic abuse, which is not even the same group, right?
I was going to say, that's entirely different.
Yeah, they weren't around in 1989.
Not to mention, they don't practice that.
That kind of Satanism?
That's more of a religious-based satanic, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That's all religious-based, whereas the Satanic Temple, not.
Yeah. So, former child actor Corey Feldman responded with a tweet saying the video made him cry his eyes out, saying, I couldn't watch it all, but for anyone who thinks these are crazy satanic nutpags aren't real, then try watching this. How dare anyone joke? How dare you laugh? My Lord, save our souls. This was in all caps, by the way.
Okay, so the problem with this is he is associating the video with the Satanic Temple, and the two have absolutely nothing to do with each
other. Right. Well, Corey Feldman's not exactly the top of the...
That's not the point. Because I have read autobiographies or biographies about... I was a teenager when I read this, so I guess I was into it, but about satanic worships and things that happened to people, real stories, and I get they're horrendously awful to know something like that happened, and it absolutely has absolutely nothing to do with Satanic Temple.
No.
They need to stop making that comparison. It's ridiculous.
It's because they're ignorant and they don't care to learn.
Exactly.
I've tried it.
And for Corey Feldman to make that response without doing a little bit of research is pretty damn ignorant.
It is.
I'm sorry. I like Corey Feldman, but come on. Do some research on both sides before you make a comment like that. Yes, that video is horrendous, but at the same time, you're ragging on another entity that you have obviously know nothing about, and you need to research before you make a comment.
Yep. Well, Lucian Greaves, the temple's co-founder, later shared the post with his followers, urging them to take action and report the abuse. You know, someone threatened to burn the place down. He said, "Everybody do me a favor, if you have a moment, report this asshole for asking people to burn down the Satanic Temple headquarters on Twitter." Pretty simple.
Yeah, which everybody did something like that.
Well, you'd think Twitter would do something.
Yeah.
They did. They blocked Greaves' account.
Which makes no sense. This is a victim or a potential victim.
They were a victim of targeted abuse. Mm-hmm. And which Twitter permanently, or Greaves says, Twitter permanently suspended my account outright. They didn't give me a reason, and they put the main Satanic Temple account on a 7-day suspension because it's associated with an account that had been permanently suspended. It's ridiculous. I mean, they suspended him and didn't give him a reason.
Again, they're not looking into it. They're just one-siding it.
Right. Because it's a Satanic Temple. How horrible.
Again, it's taken that word. That's what it is, you know? Well, Satanic.
The group filed an appeal with Twitter and was informed that the suspension was due to targeted abuse because he asked his followers to go report this one person's...
Right.
Right. So that's targeted abuse.
Right, of course.
Greaves said, "I don't know if they consider this targeted harassment. The religious discrimination aspect is apparent because they would have reacted differently if any other religious organization."
That's correct.
"If it were Christians, they certainly would have gone right after the person threatened to burn down the church."
Of course they would.
Instantly.
Uh-huh.
But on Monday, Twitter sent Greaves a message saying that after further review, they have unsuspended his account and it was not in violation of the rules.
They should have done that from the beginning. That's ridiculous.
Exactly. I think what happened, because Lucian Greaves has the power of the Satanic Temple behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And once they step up and say, "Hey, we're going to do something," that's bad news for everybody involved.
Uh-huh.
Right? And Twitter's like, "We don't want any of that. Let's give him his Twitter back."
But they should have done that in the first place.
Oh, they should have.
Not just automatically assume. I mean, I'm sorry. It's like, remember when ISIS first came out? There's the names were cross getting info wrong. People were just assuming. Because isn't the word ISIS, it had...
There was a couple different things.
I want to say it was... God, I can't think of it now. It's frustrating.
There was ISIS. There was ISIL. There was...
No, but it was still the word ISIS, but it meant something else. And for the life of me, I can't freaking think of it. But everyone kept associating the ISIS terrorist with
ISIS. I think I know what you're
ISIS.
Talking about. Yeah,
I can't think of it off the top of my head. And it's that same concept. Everyone just jumps to the gun when they hear a particular word versus looking into it first.
Right.
Before they go flying off and doing stuff.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyways.
I got another story. And I'm going to thank Alan for this next story. He's the one that sent it to me.
Okie dokie doke.
And it's The Shape of Water.
Isn't that a movie?
Yes, it is. In fact, that's my first line. Thank you. It's a new movie out called The Shape of Water that looks very interesting. It centers around a deaf cleaning woman in a super secret government base that houses an amphibious creature.
Yeah, I watched the trailer with the girls the other day.
Yeah, somehow they fall in love and end up having sex.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a neat love story and I would like to watch it.
Uh-huh.
Because it's interesting looking, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't usually do comedy stuff, but it's got...
There's comedy in this?
Well, not comedy, but romantic stuff. Oh. But this one looks pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
But you know who doesn't want you to see it?
Do tell.
Kevin Swanson, the pastor of the Reformation Church of Colorado and the host of Generations, a Christian radio show.
Why? What's wrong
surprise,
with it?
Surprise,
surprise.
He says the movie goes against God's word.
I'm confused.
This is a direct quote. "It is hard to even describe what goes on in the film. But of course, the death penalty crime of Leviticus 20:15 had to do with the absolute lowest, most depraved activity that humans have ever engaged in at all. And it's only the most depraved people in the world that would ever want to mention this stuff, let alone sit there and watch it for 2.5 hours on the movie screen. Leviticus 20:15 is the one that says, thou shalt not lay with animals as you would with men.
Oh my God, that's where he took
that's
this?
Where he took it.
I was sitting here listening to you, I'm like, what the hell are you going on about?
Yeah, this movie itself is completely centered around cross-species mating.
Oh my God, I can give him a lot more movies. I mean, come on.
The movie approvingly presents the Leviticus 20:15 sinful habit that really has been part of the most depraved people, most insane people that ever lived in the history of mankind. This is the end of culture. It's the end of civilization as we know it.
Now, isn't it just an aquatic humanoid?
Yeah.
Is basically what it is?
It is.
Okay, do you know how many humanoid-type movies that have things go on their movies? Did he just happen to watch this and just felt like he had a rant on this one or something?
Oh, it's popular, and
no,
he
I
needed
knew
something
that.
To say.
I was going to say.
So why didn't he speak out against Star Trek?
There's a lot of movie shows.
Kirk did a lot of aliens.
Cross-species. But he sees this one as animals, I guess, because it's aquatic. I don't know.
I guess. I don't get it. What's the difference between Kirk or a Klingon or a Vulcan, right?
Oh, they're more human looking than someone who swims and breathes in the water.
Not the new Klingons. Have you seen the new Klingons? No. They are
saying.
Less human looking.
He apparently has an issue because it's more, this thing is more, being aquatic, it's more like a fish.
More like that. Okay.
This
apparently is the abomination that is even worse than homosexuality.
Well, that's what I'm not understanding.
This
what
guy
is
usually,
his deal?
This guy usually goes on about the homosexual agenda and how that's ruining society and it's going to be the end of civilization.
Surprise me.
So now, cross species mating is going to do it.
This is weird.
If he's going to say something, he needs to talk to those guys out there with their sheep.
Ew.
Just saying.
I'm not going there with you on that. That's just awful. I feel bad for the sheep.
You should.
I do. I'm not even going there. But did this guy just not have anything better to bitch about?
This is what he does. This is what his radio show is about. It's about complaining about how the world is moving away from God. Just like we complain about how the world should move away from God.
I don't know. I honestly have nothing to say. I don't know what to say. I mean, he couldn't find anything better to bitch about today, because that's kind of a stretch.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he could find something. We'll listen to him next week and see what he says.
I watched the trailer. I thought it looked like a good movie.
It looks like a good movie. It really does.
Yeah,
I want to see it.
Seen
like
it
I said,
yet.
I don't generally do romantic stuff, but this one looks pretty good. Looks better than The Notebook.
Oh, don't even go there.
Mm-hmm.
No. Nope. No, The Notebook trumps it all. Don't
what
even look at
again?
Me about that word.
Anyways, I've got a sign from above.
Did you now?
I did.
Was it in cloud, in smoke letters?
No, it was in ice.
In ice, okay.
Yeah. January 16th is Religious Freedom Day, and a number of lawmakers around the country were celebrating religious freedom by forcing their government to hold prayer meetings in the state capitol buildings.
Okay, those don't go together, but that's just me.
That was my point when I first heard about it.
Okay.
Okay. The event is called Keep Faith in America, and they hosted live Facebook streamings of prayer meetings held in over 30 state capitol buildings.
Okay, I'm still going to go again with what I said before.
Well, for some, it did not go so well.
You think?
One of the most theocratic state senators I know of had a little problem with the one in Arkansas. Just before the event was to start, State Senator Jason Rapert, we've talked about him.
Yes, we have.
Announced that due to weather conditions, the event in Arkansas was canceled. Winter Storm Inga swept through the area, leaving a ton of ice and snow. Like a message from heaven.
Oh, that's funny.
I actually wrote that on their page.
Did you really?
Yeah. I said, wow, it's like a message from heaven. Like you're not supposed to mix church and state.
He's really complaining. He's bitching. You're not listening. You're not getting the memo.
Seriously. So on Religious Freedom Day, they're trying to make a point. They want to keep a Christian American, a Christian government. How is this religious freedom?
I was going to say, when are they going to get the point?
Day.
That is not American religion, because American religion is all religions and non as well.
Exactly. They've never
not Christian.
The theocrats have never gotten the concept of freedom of religion and freedom from religion.
They don't understand that at all.
The only thing they think is they are free to impose their religion on everybody else. That's all they care
about.
Which
is really freaking annoying, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Because that it really gets on my nerves. I'm telling you, one of these days, if someone keeps pushing it, I'm going to push right the hell back.
Well, that's kind of what we do here.
Yeah, well, as older I get, the crankier I get, and I'm going to tell them off.
Oh, just wait. It'll get better.
Okay.
Anyway, I got one more for you.
Okay.
Are secular invocations like abortions?
Are secular invocations that's a question. Yes. Like a... What the F are this you is talking
not,
about?
This is not a riddle like a writing desk. So last year we interviewed Justin Scott from Iowa about his positive secular political activism in episode 112.
Okay.
Well, he made the news again.
Okay.
Hoping to get approval to give another invocation at the Iowa State Senate, he wrote his new senator to get his approval. The reply was less than positive. It simply said, "Thanks for contacting me with your request. I am unable to help you in this situation. Sincerely, Craig Johnson."
What is that about?
Well, Justin decided to find out why, and you won't be surprised by the answer. After a little back and forth in emails, Craig wrote back, "I'm accountable to myself and my constituents who understood and understand me to be a legislator with Christian beliefs. I respect your enthusiasm for your beliefs, but I can no more sponsor this request than I could sponsor a bill for abortion. I am respectfully declining to sponsor your request."
Holy hell. Okay, there's so many things wrong with that statement.
Yeah.
Like, many?
Well, one, I don't think invocations are even anywhere close to abortions.
No, they're not even on the same page. You can't compare them, first of all. They're not even worth discussing.
No.
I mean, and second of all, hello, government, get off the Christian belief shit train, because that doesn't go there. And can he deny him to do an invocation based on religious stance?
Because
that's what he just did.
I'm going to say no.
Because he basically just said, well, you're non-religious, so right. Sorry, you can't come.
So the way that it works is you have to have a sponsor. Remember when I did mine, I had to have a sponsor.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So I wrote my state representative and got no answer back. Remember?
Yeah. Okay.
And then I wrote the one... next in the next district, and she was like, okay, we'll try this out.
Right, you know, I remember that.
Even now. Though she had a different religious belief than me, she felt that it was important to be inclusive.
Right, she at least had the right idea.
Right, so, and that's kind of what he was expecting here.
Right.
And then he got this.
So where do you go from there?
He could technically sue.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. He's being discriminated against.
Well, you go to the press with this.
Hell yeah.
Right. That's the first place you go. And then if it doesn't get resolved, then you can sue. I mean, he could go to another state senator and say, yeah, I would like to get a sponsorship and maybe get one, uh-huh, like I did.
Uh-huh.
But what's this guy should have sponsored him. But because he's an atheist, he obviously isn't allowed to do invocations.
That's what he's just
That's
said.
That's basically what he's saying. I can't let you do an invocation because you're an atheist.
That's exactly what he said.
Which is religious discrimination.
Exactly what I just said.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. This is crap.
Hmm.
I mean, they need to stop writing this high horse Christian crap.
I agree.
I mean, it's bull crap.
Well, there is some good news from Justin, though.
Uh-huh.
A couple weeks ago, he did manage to convince the mayor of one of the local towns to not have prayers.
No. Oh,
so I meant to report on that. I don't know if we ever did it. I don't think we did.
I don't know.
It was recent. It was around the same time all this other stuff was going on, too.
Oh, uh-huh.
So, yeah. Good for Justin on that. He did get some hate mail from that. I remember that.
That doesn't surprise me one bit, because the good Christian people are just sweet as can be. I'm sorry. I can't tell you how many times they're supposed to be good and, you know, moral, and yet so many of them turn out to be the worst. I mean, truly. Yeah.
Anyways.
That's all I've got today. No Potter or Bailey
this week. Like I said, I'm really busy. It's really hard for me to do the research.
Yeah, I know. You had the most insane. You did 80 hours in 1 week. I mean,
I did.
Just nuts.
I had 40 hours in 2 days. Hold on.
Well, technically, it was like
3 days.
3 days. You did 40 still, hours in 3 days.
I haven't done that since last year.
Well, and the fact that it's your first week back on full duty from your
knee
surgery.
And I'm doing
surgery,
it again this weekend.
And that's your first jump in.
I know.
Plus you run all that other crap.
Huh.
It's insane.
It's crazy is what it is.
Yeah.
Anyways, like we said at the beginning of the show, give us your voicemails, your messages, whatever you want to say to us.
And we will only have two more shows left, which just feels really bizarre.
It does.
But life changes and things happen and you move on.
Yep.
And you go in other directions and things take over and blah, 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 blah.
Anyways, that's all the yakking I got for you.
I'm done. I'm good. Next week.
Yep, next week. We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
My input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye!